Marla Hemmings is hiding neon-colored plastic Easter eggs in the front flower bed. 4 feet behind her, Gottfried is hacking at a patch of onion grass with a trowel. He stops to watch two spring robins chirp from a limb. "Do you think these are too hidden?" Marla asks. Gottfried goes back to his onion grass. "They'll find him." "That's not what I asked." "They always find him." Gottfried looks back at the robins. He thinks of a day back when he'd just learned to drive, 17 at the most. Did he say that out loud? Marla looks at him as if he did. He thinks it again. 17 years old, driving that finned 1960 Dodge Matador wagon his whole family used to fit into for trips to the beach or his faraway track meets. Warm day, just like this one. Easter coming. The two robins dancing in the middle of the road. He thought they were dancing. Then he thought they were fighting. Then he knew what they were doing. 17 is old enough to know what robins do in springtime. "I'm going to the side now," Marla says. She adjusts her gardening apron, picks up her basket of gleaming plastic eggs, and watches Gottfried looking at the robins. "You'll have to get the ham on soon." "Ham," Gottfried says. "Gotcha." Marla shakes her head. She wonders sometimes if her husband is losing his mind. He only ever needed to go to work and mow the lawn. She raised 5 children and did all the work that came with it, and she isn't losing her mind. The car was going too fast to stop. The robins were jumping up and then landing for another session, then rising again. By the time Gottfried got near enough to them to know he was going to hit them, he couldn't slow down more than he had already. 30 miles an hour to a robin is fast enough. Before he took the car home, he drove all the way across town to the automatic car wash. During the spray cycle, he cried. Gottfried never believed in the resurrection. Marla's insistence on perfect Easter egg hunts since the kids were little annoyed him. Her obsession with them now that they were grandchildren was infuriating, especially considering their grandchildren were mostly grown, teenagers. When she asked questions like that, did he think the eggs were too hidden? He wonders if Marla is losing her mind. She says, "And don't forget to peel the potatoes." He throws the lumps of onion grass into the woods that surround the house. He goes inside and washes his hands. He puts the ham in the roaster. He empties a 5-pound bag of potatoes in the sink and retrieves the peeler from the drawer. As he slices the skin off, inch by inch, he thinks of the robins again and cries.